Did you know that studies show that most child abuse cases in the Philippines happen at home? If you are a parent or someone who has children at home, how aware are you about the behavioral signs of sexually abused children? How can we protect a child against an abuser? Hi, this is Luna, and you are listening to Late Nights by Luna Manila. If you are new to this podcast, Late Nights by Luna Manila helps build awareness by guesting people who are experts in their field, passionate with their advocacies, and feature inspiring stories. Today, we are going to talk about sexual abuse in childhood. According to the Council for the Welfare of Children, or CWC, and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, most children experience violence where they should feel safest, and that is in their own homes. I would also like to quote the Chameleon Association with their report. There are 7 million children that are sexually abused every year in the Philippines alone. If you would like to know more about the behavioral signs of an abused child and would like to know how you can protect and help them, listen to this episode. Joining me today is a survivor herself. She is an architect, designer, and contractor. She owns a company called Vector Design Studio. She is also a member of Rotary Club Makati EDSA. Let's welcome Paula Bianca Bagaforo. Oh, di ba binuo ko?
Hi, Zai!
Thank you, Paula. And thank you for trusting Late Nights by Luna Manila.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Of course. It's my pleasure. We don't know who might be listening to us. So if there's someone out there listening, know that you are not alone and we understand you.
Mm-hmm.
So before we proceed, I only would like to set the topic that we will be focusing on today. So that's sexual abuse in children, or in childhood rather, macho culture at home, behavioral signs of an abused child, long-term effects of childhood sexual abuse, and how we can help them. There are a lot of types of sexual assault and abuse, but today we are only going to focus on child molestation or child sexual abuse. So, Paula, let's start.
Yeah.
sabi nga, most of the perpetrators are someone we know. Let's talk about why victims remain silent.
Mm-hmm. I think it is very common for women to freeze whenever they experience unwanted sexual advances. It's probably because of fear, and there's also the aspect of unpreparedness. When you are at your most comfortable, you are also more vulnerable. So the tendency is when this happens to you, you freeze. Madami nga ako na rinig na gano'n na hinipuan sa jeep, hinipuan sa...
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't speak, they couldn't do anything. And I think it's a matter of fear and unpreparedness.
Yes, and also one of them is yung Filipino culture na it's a shame to speak up, especially if the abuser is a family member.
Yes.
Diba? And yung relationship that we also have with the family is not that strong. So the victim can't communicate, hindi natin agad makwento, di ba? Especially yung mga bata. And with the Filipino culture, andun tayo lagi sa kahihiyan.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the culture as well is children are taught to be silent. Di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi tayo makasagot eh. Yung parang, oh, nagdadahilan ka pa, yung mga tipong ganon. So kapag may mga ganitong bagay na nangyayari, especially at home, especially if it's a family member, for example, bata pa lang sa bahay, we are taught to be silent. Ayaw natin ng scandal. Ayaw natin ng victim blaming. Diba? Kasi even the victim is blaming herself. Diba? Marami tayong naririnig na ganyan. Naka-shorts ako, so it's my fault. Or, diba, may mga naririnig na ganon, right?
Yeah. Ako, personally, I remember back then when a friend asked me, why didn't I just say no daw, or why didn't I just say anything? You know, I think, ang girls, parang twice victimized whenever this happens to you, tapos tatanungin ka pa ng mga tao na, ah, bakit wala kang ginawa? Bakit you didn't say anything? So there's also the trauma of it happening, and another trauma is you not being able to say anything or fight for yourself. And then you end up blaming yourself, you end up asking yourself, oo nga no, bakit nga ba? How come I wasn't able to do something? How come I wasn't able to say anything? I was 8 until almost 10 years old nung time na yon.
I mean, for an 8-year-old, ang hirap mag-say no. Kasi nga, kagaya ng nabanggit ko kanina, we are raised to be silent, diba?
Yes. I did try to tell someone, pero I remember the feeling na there's fear. Tapos, the difference with this one is the guy would, kasi diba, not all guys naman would tell their victims na, oh, wag ka magsasalita. With this, yes. He did tell me not to say anything. Kasi, I was scared of him. He would kill my pets. He would, ayun, medyo dark, going towards dark na tayo na. But he would threaten me. That's why I wasn't also able to do something. But looking back, it was really mostly fear. Tsaka parang tinanggap ko na lang siya for 2 years until finally, yung end nun, may nahuli na lang din siya. So,
tama ka din eh. Abusers manipulate their victims to stay quiet. Yeah. Diba? They make threats, they use tactics that what they're doing is normal. Mm-hmm. Or yung iba sasabihin pa nga na the victim can enjoy it or the victim will enjoy it.
Yes.
So there's the manipulation. Also, I want to talk about the macho culture in the Philippines and why it's affecting women and children at home. Kasi, diba, men are considered the stronger gender.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I mean, especially in our country, you know, laging mataas ang tingin sa lalaki na laging may excuse. Yung tinatawag na, kasi lalaki. So, they are excused to do this. They are expected to do certain things compared to women. And me personally, as a woman who works in an industry that is mostly and highly dominated by men, that is quite challenging for me. Because as you have said nga, I work as a contractor and an architect. Ako, every day, I deal with men na binabraso ako. So, I have to be always strong. I always have to be strong and tough. Na kailangan kung ano. Parang minsan talaga mamaliitin ka nila. Like, kasi babae naman yan. Mahina. That's what they always say. But you know, macho doesn't always have to be male. You know, even women can be macho too. But medyo hindi siya ganun ka expected, especially in the Philippines.
Naman, at pag naging macho tayo, hindi tayo ng kakatcall.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. Oh.
I fucking hate catcalling. Alam mo ba, my friends, they know me for stopping and confronting talaga catcallers. As in, humihinto talaga ako tapos babalikan ko sila. Anong sinabi mo? Ulitin mo yung sinabi mo.
Love that. I love that women do that. I love it when women do that. You know, women should do that. Do not let anyone catcall you or wag mong hayaan na binabastos ka. Kasi akala ng mga lalaki okay lang eh na, hindi naman siya nagsasalita. Maybe she's flattered. Maybe it's okay. Kasi tinawag ko naman siyang maganda, but it's not okay. I want all the guys to know na it's not okay.
Yes, it's never okay. Diba? Kasi that's grabe. Ang hirap na nga for a woman na lumabas na you're all prepared for something na hindi magandang mangyayari na mai-encounter natin sa labas with men. Mm-hmm. 'Di ba? Yung may tinetext tayo na nakauwi na ako or papunta na ako dito or yung mga simpleng ganun din, that is already uncomfortable enough. Ano pa yung meron kang mai-encounter? Na ika-catcall ka.
Yeah, and another thing, hindi lang sa catcalling, ha, Zai? There's also, kasi catcalling happens in streets. Even
yes,
it happens. You know, there's a lot of groups. Mga groups of guys na meron silang mga chat groups where they send each other photos of women. And this is not something that we should tolerate.
Oo, grabe. Alam mo, meron akong na-encounter na ganyan high school. Mga high school sila boys na huli nung kakilala ko. So, and it bothered me. It bothered us, actually, nung nalaman namin na ginagawa nila yon for, alam mo, yung mga high school, tas ganun din, nagpapalitan ng pictures. And itong mga behavior na to, ang laki ng consequence to in the future. They may harm someone, they may also harm themselves. Pero mabalik tayo sa macho culture, no? Alam mo, tama ka. And I admire you kasi tama yung sinabi mo as a contractor, ang dami mo, this is a man's world, kumbaga, yeah, diba? So, I can only imagine yung mga nang babraso sa'yo and mga pinagdadaanan mo everyday with, you know, some of the men. And again, going back to the household, kapag ang padre de pamilya ang na-encounter mo as an abuser, halimbawa, wala na. It's really putting the children vulnerable. Diba? Hindi na makakapagsalita lalo dahil, again, mabalik tayo dun sa Filipino culture na, eh, kasi yung kahihiyan, paano mo isusumbong, he's the padre de pamilya, he is part of the family. Andun pa din eh, ang taas ng regard natin pagdating sa mga lalaki, especially sa household. True. So, let's talk about the behavioral signs of someone who was sexually abused. There are quite a few, and I can only name a few. We're not experts here, but these are according to the mga, of course, we did some of the research then on our own. So, some of them are yung mga changes in hygiene. May iba na daw are refusing to bathe or bathing excessively naman yung iba. Do you know any, do you want to share? Or, like, what was your experience? Ano yung nagbago sa behavior mo at that time when it was happening?
Ako, back then, ito based on my experience lang, ano? I don't know with the others. Again, for everyone, this is based on my own experience. So, ako, back then, I parang medyo lumayo ako sa mga tao. In a way, ayoko makipag-usap sa kanino. And that, I remember waking up at night, nung afterwards, nung nahuli na siya, na doon ko lang na-realize lahat ng nangyari. I realized what was being done to me. In a way, I know what was being done to me while it was being done, but mas malaki yung impact niya once it's over na. Like, wala na siya. Tapos, ayun, medyo hindi ako lumalapit sa mga tao. I don't want to talk to anyone. And I would just easily cry in the corner. So, I'm highly emotional. So, sobrang fragile ko as a kid nung time na yun.
Did you go through therapy?
Yes, I did. And it helped me. But in a way, kasi nung una ayokong pag-usapan. There was really a time na ayoko siyang pag-usapan na dinideny ko na it happened. Ayokong, I don't wanna think about it. I don't wanna talk about it. But then, it did more damage eh. So, I would wake up at night, crying, shouting. Then, ayun, dun na medyo naging serious and they had to bring me nga dun sa therapy na din talaga.
Oh, that's one of the behaviors, yeah, the way. Or behavioral sign, rather, of someone who was sexually abused. Nightmares. Or yung iba, bedwetting. Diba yung mga naiihi sa habang natutulog, ganyan. Nag-develop ka rin ba ng phobia about something?
Phobia with guys? No, not really. Kasi daddy Noy, yung dad ko, he helped a lot. I heard, may friend din ako who experienced the same thing and naging man-hater siya. In my case, it's really helpful that my dad was there na he really taught me na not all guys are like that na. You know, some guys, this may have happened to you, but there are still other guys out there who will treat you with love, respect, and will give you all the affection and and love that you need. Yun. So that's with my dad naman.
Yeah, if I may ask, Paula, at that time, you know, when it was happening, if I may ask, where were your parents?
My mom was with my dad. Yun yung, when I say my dad, he's my stepdad. So, yung stepdad ko na yon, medyo tumayo na talaga siyang dad ko ever since I was a kid. And I love him with all my heart. And nung nalaman nila that that was happening to me, tsaka nila ako kinuha. And
Kasi ba that time they were always at work or business?
I wasn't living with my mom back then. I was with my aunt. And my aunt was always out, as well as my cousin. So, sa aming magpipinsan, ako lang yung babae. So, it's quite ironic nga na ako na nga lang yung babae, but then, yun pa yung nangyari. But, that's the thing though. It happens. It happens. It can happen to anyone. So, kaya kailangan laging prepared. We should always prepare our children with anything. Kasi it can happen eh. Kahit sabihin, you can protect them, you can be so sure that safe sila with these people, but we'll never know. That's why you have to prepare the person itself, the kid.
Correct. Alam mo, naalala ko nung high school ako, may nabasa akong book from Bo Sanchez. Ang sabi niya doon, pag ang bata naka-experience ng sexual abuse or abuse ng in childhood, dalawa lang yung pwede mangyari. It's either maging man-hater ka or yung expression mo for love is through parang sex, ganyan, lagi with men. But yeah, naalala ko lang yung nabasa ko dati na book by Bo Sanchez. I have a question, Paula. Have you experienced any parang trouble in school?
What do you mean?
Like, may mga absences ka ba? Or nag-drop ba yung grades mo? Naapektuhan ba yung school mo?
Umalis ako ng school ko nung time na yon. Hindi ako pumasok for like, I think a month or more. Then, lumipat ako ng school afterwards. Kasi medyo nalaman din ng mga classmates ko.
So, magbabalik tayo dun sa behavioral science of someone who was sexually abused. Alam mo, nabasa ko na one of them is nagsiself-harm. Oh, yeah. Or nagsishrink away or seems threatened by physical contact. Yung iba naman, meron yung nagta-thumbsuck eh. Yung bumabalik sa thumbsucking. Tapos, another behavior is exhibit signs of depression or mga post-traumatic stress disorder. Merong mga suicidal thoughts, especially nung nag-adolescent na. But I remember you mentioned before during one of our kwentuhans na you also, you were depressed?
I was, ang hirap magsalita, I know, when it's about this kind of things, tapos you experience it. So, a part of me until now, like right now, I still feel like I'm shaking whenever I talk about it, pero it's nothing naman na. It's in the past, but yeah, I did try to kill myself several times. I tried to commit suicide several times ever since I was a kid. And the thing is, I think the best way to explain it is that if this happens to you, it's like you've been dehumanized so bad that you became so fragile and anything can break you. But also, you can either choose to just let this be the reason why you become fragile, or you can also just choose to be strong. So, in my case, I choose the latter one.
Syempre, oo, grabe, ang galing mo nga ngayon eh. I mean, I admire you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the long-term effects of childhood sexual abuse. So, nabanggit mo na kanina yung depression and yung na-experience mo. Yung iba, they had eating disorders. Kasi, di ba, nag-iiba yung tingin natin or sa body image natin kapag nangyayari yun eh. We start to hate, let's say, our boobs. Kasi, di ba, parang, kaya ako nahipuan before dahil ang laki ng boobs ko, yung mga tipong ganon. Yung iba naman, nagkakaroon ng sexual dysfunction or substance abuse disorders. What else? Long-term effects of childhood sexual abuse.
I think there's also yung being too dependent with men. na you look for a figure that can protect you. Because in a way, kahit ayaw mo aminin sa sarili mo, you're also scared to be alone. Because what if you get harmed again? At least you're looking for someone who can protect you emotionally, physically, in every aspect. So in my case, this is being too honest na, no? But it's hard for me to stay single. Because, ayun nga, I really look for a man to always be there for me. And it may sound bad, pero sabi nga nila dapat you can survive on your own. Which ako, I try to tell myself that I can naman. But I still do prefer to have someone beside me.
I don't think it's bad. I mean, it may be weak, but it's not bad. Because hindi mo naman pinili eh na ito yung consequence, mm-hmm. right? Again, this was the long-term effect from what happened. And there's always this, I mean, you can always mm-hmm. change it, diba? And you're a very successful woman.
Thank
right
you.
Now, and I really admire you. And you're strong for doing this. And that's why I'm so thankful for giving Late Nights by Luna Manila the opportunity to hear your story.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for having me. You know, I don't really share this with just anyone naman.
Of course. And maraming makakarinig nito. We don't know who's listening. And we just want them to makarelate. Kasi the reason why I thought of this episode as well is because we want to remind everyone that child abuse is happening. You know, it's a real thing. And we want to remind everyone as well na this can be, that this thing mm-hmm. can happen at home. And we want to help or spread this awareness or letting people know what are the behavioral signs if there are children with them at home na mamaya may nangyayari na pala pero hindi nila alam because they are not aware of these mm-hmm. behavioral signs. Diba? And it's also good na when we meet someone, magkakaroon tayo ng idea na why is she being like this? You know, maybe it's because this action of her is a long-term effect of something that happened to her before. You know, she's traumatized. So, nagkakaroon tayo ng malawak na pang-intindi sa kapwa natin when we are talking
yes.
about these issues.
Tsaka, at the same time, I think talaga that it is very important na, you know, we know this. Because, I mean, we already know that it's happening eh. But in a way, I feel like a lot of people are parang pinapasa walang bahala na lang siya. Like, it's not happening, it doesn't exist. But guys, it's happening. It happened, it's still happening, and it's gonna happen to anyone. It can happen to your child, it can happen to your sister. So, please be very careful. And to the guys naman, I don't know how to talk to the guys na may ganong tendencies, but I hope that you know that you are also from a woman. So whatever you do to a woman, you know, it's like disrespecting your own mother.
And we also want to encourage men who experience the same thing with them during their
not
childhood,
diba?
Kumbaga, it's correct. Oo. We want to encourage everyone. So dahil nandiyan na tayo sa part na yan, I want to ask you I'll also would like to give my advice to parents or family on how to protect their children against abusers, but I want to hear yours first since nasimulan mo na.
I think first and foremost, as parents, we would really want to take care of our children eh. Pero the only way, the best way to protect them is to make sure that they know what is and what's not supposed to be done to them. You need to prepare them. In my case, afterwards, I enrolled in, naging self-taught karambit user ako, and then, karambit is like a knife, yung parang claw knife, and then, jiu-jitsu with my boyfriend, so, medyo mas naging active ako. So, if possible, you know, you need to teach your children be it male or female, na to fight for themselves. You know, to say no when it's not supposed to be done to them. The power of no. Very, very, very powerful word. No. You don't always have to say yes. Sometimes the word no can be the very thing that saves your child.
Ang ganda nun. And you're also doing jiu-jitsu, right?
With Paolo, with my Paolo? Boyfriend. He's sensei, and then along with yung friends namin si Iya and Sensei Kevin din.
Napaka-active yung mag-boyfriend talaga. So ako naman, my advice to parents or family or anyone na may children sa bahay, build a strong communication with your child. Diba? Listen to them. Don't put them in silence lagi. Kapag kailangan nila magsalita, di ba? You have to build that strong communication, just like what I mentioned. And you have to teach children their rights, kagaya nga nung sinabi mo na if they're uncomfortable about something, di ba, they should let you know. Or to, sabihin mo sila na parang, you know, if someone asks for a hug and, you know, something like that. I don't know how you're going to build that communication with your children, but you tell them what are the things that are not supposed to be done, kagaya nga nang sinabi mo. Sa'yo, di ba? What are the actions that are uncomfortable for a child? And you also teach children their rights. So when children are taught they are special and have the right to be safe, they are less likely to think abuse is their fault. And more likely, they will report their offender, diba? And you also have to examine the behavior and the signs na kung napaka-importante nito. Dahil, kagaya ng mga nabanggit natin kanina na yung one of them is yung mga nightmare, diba? Yung bedwetting, tapos returns regressive behavior such as thumb sucking, nag-run away from school, nagsi-self-harm, may mga nag-express ng mga suicidal thoughts. Alam mo, may nabasa rin ako na pag yung bata biglang nagkaroon ng kaalaman or nagjo-joke about sexual stuff, parang some of them daw is because they experienced it.
True as well.
Pwede rin kasing fine na panood, pero pwedeng it's yung other end eh, na because someone did that to them, kaya biglang na-aware sila. So these are only the behaviors na we need to make ourselves aware pag may kasama tayong mga bata sa bahay, dahil hindi natin alam yung long-term effect nito sa mga bata pag hindi natin sila kinakausap, 'di ba? Mamaya mas grabe pa yung mangyari sa kanila, like mag-start yan sa substance abuse or yun nga na depress, and then unfortunately some would lead it to suicide, 'di ba? And lastly, kapag may nalaman tayong ganito, let's report abuse, 'di ba? So I've looked online, and there's this Plan International. It's called Plan International. One of the projects they implemented is child protection. So, syempre, andyan yun, you can reach out to the Philippine National Police, di ba, yung Philippine National Police Anti-Cybercrime Group, mga ganyan. Napakadami. So, let us make ourselves aware sino ang mga dapat nating kontakin, saan tayo dapat pumunta. Huwag tayo matakot. Let's protect our children. Alright, so we have come to the end of this episode, Paula. Ang dami kong gustong sabihin. But this is really meaningful to me. And thank you so much for sharing and giving your piece of advice to your story. Anything else?
Just a very small reminder to parents that you have to remind yourself that innocence is very, very fragile. You know, it can easily be taken away. And once it's taken away from your child, wala na. Sobrang detrimental na yan for their growth there. Kasi dapat, it's supposed to be coming from you. It's supposed to be coming from you, yung education. What is and what's not. What's supposed to be and what's not supposed to be. So, really, really, really make sure that you educate your child about these things as well.
Yes. All right. So that is it. Thank you so much, Paula. Again, remember to protect the children you love, and no child should have to live in fear of abuse or neglect. To our listeners, I want to hear what your key takeaways are. follow me on Instagram. It's Luna_Manila. Thank you, everyone, for listening.